I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Come All Ye, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 from Orange, and all over the place on the World Wide Web, www.2mce.org. And there we are. Today's program gets underway with a track from Chris Foster. It comes from Yeovil in Somerset, or originally came from there. His accent indicates that he probably still lives somewhere out in that direction. Very southwesterly accent for this fine guitarist and singer. Not playing guitar on this one, he's playing hammered dulcimer. Jackie Oates is playing a five-string viola, and John Kirkpatrick's playing melodeon. From the album Hadelin, this is The Faithful Plough.
Come all you jolly ploughmen of courage stout and bold, who labour all the winter through stormy winds and cold, for to crown your fields with plenty and your farmyards to renew, that bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough. Adam in the garden, he was sent to keep it right. The length of time he stayed there, they say it was one night. He was conquered by a woman, and that you all do know. And so soon he lost the garden, and he went to hold the plough. So Adam was a ploughman when ploughing first begun, and the next that did succeed him, it was Cain, his eldest son. Some of this generation the calling now pursue, for we are all dependent upon the faithful plough. Samson was a strong man, and Solomon was wise. Alexander for to conquer, he was all that we do prize. King David was a valiant man, and many a thousand slew. But none of these brave heroes could live without the plough. Says the ploughman to the gardener, count not your trader's hours, but walk your curious borders and gaze upon your flowers. If it was not for the ploughman, both rich and poor would rue, for they are all dependent upon the faithful plough. Behold the wealthy merchant who trades in foreign seas to bring forth golden treasure for those that lives at ease, with finest silks and spices and fruits and dainties too. They are all brought from the Indies by virtue of the plough. I hope that those who hear this will count in what is true, that we cannot sail the ocean wide without the faithful plough. For they must have beer and biscuits, plum puddings, flour and peas, for to feed the jolly sailors who plough the raging seas. Well, I hope there's none offended now with me for singing this, for it never was intended to be anything amiss. But if you consider it rightly, you will find that it is true, that all the trades I've mentioned depend upon the plough. So come all you jolly ploughmen of courage stout and bold, who labour all the winter through stormy winds and cold, for to crown your field with plenty and your farmyards to renew, the bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough. That bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough.
Chris Foster from a 2017 album called Hadelin, The Faithful Plough. I've often played tracks from his 1977 album called Layers, but this one appeared in 2017, so he's still going strong, which is good. Born in 1948 in Yeovil, in Somerset, that's Chris Foster. Welcome to Come All Ye. Early in the program, we'd better have the first of the weird tracks. This one's called Retlaw Nosbor and Egrog Nosnevets. Well, I should tell you that Retlaw, R-E-T-L-A-W, is Walter, backwards. Nosbor is Robson. And Walter Robson was a rather good Scottish fiddle player. And there was another fella named Egrog Nosnevets, which is George Stevenson, spelt backwards. Now, this comes from a strange effort called the Deedledy Dum Interpretations, put together by a Scottish musician, I guess. Yeah, well, artist, called, who goes by the name anyway, of Cheery Odin. It's all completely mad, offbeat, wacky, all that stuff. And he was a very fine creator of musical scenarios, and he was a good mate of Watty Robson, Walter Robson, a man who not only excelled on his instrument, but in more eccentric moments, developed his own intriguingly strange language. He used to come up with just weird words. We're going to hear not his weird words, probably just as well. We'll hear a piece of music, which is equally weird, from Gavin Marwick and Ruth Morris, who were posed the question, what if you took a couple of fiddle tunes that Watty Robson enjoyed playing and see what they sound like when you play them backwards? Well, it sort of works. I'll play this and then we'll play a more familiar version of the same two tunes. So this is simply titled Retlaw Nosbor and Egrog Nosnevets by Gavin Marwick and Ruth Morris.
Thank you.
Now, if you know lots and lots of English tunes, folk tunes, there's just a vague possibility you would have recognised that second one. And if not, possibly you'll recognise Fairport Convention playing those two tunes the right way round and a little bit faster. Dave Swarbrick, of course, playing fiddle with Fairport Convention, and they were the same two tunes, rather different style. I do prefer the right way round. That was The Hens March Through the Midden, that's what Fairport Convention called that first tune, and The Four-Poster Bed. Before Fairport Convention, of course, Gavin Marwick and Ruth Morris, musical and life partners from Scotland. Gavin Marwick was issued a challenge to try to play a couple of Watty Robson's favourite tunes backwards. Gavin Marwick said at first he had reservations. My reaction at first was, this will sound absolutely terrible, but it'll be a laugh to hear it. First, I wrote the tunes out how I play them and then literally just reversed the order of notes. It did involve a bit of wrestling, but I'm delighted by the result. Well, good for you, Gavin. Okay, enough silliness so early in the program. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. This is a group called Here Today, who were great bluegrass musicians. David Grisman, Vince Gill, Herb Pedersen, Jim Buchanan and Emery Gordy Jr. from their self-titled album Here Today. This is Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures. And then we'll hear Dave DeHugard.
Troubles and trials often betray those on in the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still waters, with the Good Shepherd leading the way. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die nevermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. Those who have strayed were sought by the Master. He who once gave his life for the sheep. Out on the mountain, still he is searching, bringing them in for ever to keep. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live. Not be the voice of a stranger, for he would lead us onto his plan. Following on with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so fair. Going up home to live in green pastures,
policeman too. One fellow they called him Over the Shoulder Johnny. He'd sit with his back tea at the desk and hand the dole ticket over his shoulder. He'd say, "Listen, fellas, we've had the whole of the Wallaby team through in the last couple of days. How about trying a few cricketers for a change?" And then there was Hunter, Hunter of Evora Station. He was the bloke who used to give swagmen a pair of boots every time they came onto the run. He was a Quaker. Every swagman used to go on a pilgrimage to Evora. They cut his shearing belt up once and everyone said, "Well, that'll fix him." But all he did was to buy a case of different size boots. He gave them all new boots. He was good for a handout any time. I think he had a time limit on how long they could stay there, but if they were really tired, they could stay longer. He was a really good man. I suppose he was imposed upon, but I don't think very much, because the fellas who carried their swags in that country were pretty good men. They'd walked 30 miles in a day with a 60-pound swag on their back. They weren't the old-fashioned tramping sort of sundowner. And there was nothing wrong with these blokes. It was the Depression, of course. And the bloke who cut up the belt would probably be one man in a thousand. They cut the belt up to sell their boots. The manager of the neighbouring property complained to Hunter about the swagmen coming through the place, because everyone who ever heard of Hunter would say, "Oh, we've got to go and see this bloke." He would have got an army through there in the Depression, and even a few in the good times. But Hunter of Evora would have been just as well known to the swagmen of Australia as Sergeant Small was in Corindai, the bloke who earned himself such a bad reputation. And if you heard him talking about Sergeant Small, you'd hear him talking about Hunter of Evora. It didn't matter where you went, you heard the two names mentioned together. Well, anyway, Hunter was an outstanding man, but there was also Ellison of Oakey Creek. He was a good man. There were plenty of good people. Even old Campbell of Gurianawar had a traveller's hut, especially for the blokes carrying the swag. They could camp there. There was a water tank and a place to wash your clothes. It was a good camp too.
Dave De Hugard, unmistakable voice. The man is 84 years old now and he's still recording. Not so much singing, but a very distinctive voice nonetheless. The story there of Hunter of Evora, an Evora station I think is somewhere up near Blackall in Queensland. Leading us into Dave De Hugard's yarn there was an excellent bluegrass band in gospel mode. Here Today, that group's called. David Grisman, Vince Gill, Herb Pedersen, Jim Buchanan and Emery Gordy Jr. I think they only recorded the one album. I could be wrong there, but I've had it for, must be nearly 40 years. And we heard Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures. Emmy Lou Harris does a pretty fine version of that as well. Boys of the Lock now, with a set of slides. This is the Cavan Buck, Morrissa Daly's Number 1 and 2, and Chase Me Charlie. Look out for Brendan Begley's accordion in this. He's a very fine player. Thank you. four cheery slides there from Boys of the Loch, an album called The New Line. We heard The Cavern Buck, Morris O'Daly's Numbers 1 and 2, and Chase Me Charlie, Brendan Begley playing accordion, and of course Cahill McConnell playing whistle on that track. I'm going to introduce you to the featured album now. Come All Ye generally has a featured album each week. And this week we have one called Welcome Home, My Dearie, 2025 album by Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alasdair Roberts, long-time friends and collaborators, Scottish musicians. Donald W.G. Lindsay plays 12-string guitar, low whistle, sings, and he plays a Lindsay system set of small pipes, a system of pipes that he invented. Oh, yes, he invented them. Oh, yes. He developed that system to suit his style, and other people have adopted it over the years. Alasdair Roberts, 6-string guitar, and he sings as well. They met as teenagers back in the last decade of the last century, and they've made music together in kitchens and bars and pubs, but not very often in the studio. This is the first time they've made a full-length recording, just as the duo. And Welcome Home, My Dearie was recorded in Glasgow. It takes its name from a Lowland pipe tune, which you might even hear if I get around to playing that particular track. So there's Scottish narrative ballads and some shorter songs, some traditional, some original, as well as sets of whistle and pipe tunes with guitar accompaniment. And it's quite a nice presentation. So we'll start, I think, with a quite well-known song. This is Glen Logie. Featured album called Welcome Home, My Dearie, from Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alasdair Roberts.
There were 420 nobles that stood in the king's hall, and bonnie Glen Logie was the flower o' them all. There were 9 and 9 nobles played through Bancry Fair, and bonnie Glen Logie was the flower o' them there. There were 6 and 6 ladies that sat in the king's hall. Bonnie Jeanie o' Bethelny was the flower o' them all. Down came Jeanie Gordon, she's come tripping down the stairs. She's fallen in love with Glen Logie, but oh, that was there. She has caught upon his footboy that stood up by his side, saying, "What is that young man? Aye, and where does he bide? His name is Glen Logie. Aye, when he is at home, and he's o' the gay gardens, and his name is Lord John. Glen Logie, Glen Logie, you'll be constant and kind, for I've laid my love upon you, and your eye in my mind." He has turned him brown lightly as the Gordons they day on, saying a thank to Jeanie Gordon, but your talkers are small. Our faithers ain't chaplain, being a man no great skill, he has penned a braid letter, indicting him we'll say my pox upon you, Logie, no sin is it is so. There's a lady's love laid on you, must she die in her woe? And a pox upon you, Logie, no sin is it this time. There's a lady's love laid on you, must she die in her prime? got the letter. And amongst men, oh, but sup and spack, Landlogy, what does yon woman mean? When he's looked upon the letter, a light laugh gaed he. But when he read the letter, a tear blent his ee. He saddled to me the black horse, of saddle me the brun, bonny deedy, oh, befell me, like be deeder I win. But the horses were nae saddled, nor led on the green, when Bonny Glenmogie, he's gained 3 miles his lane. She, when Glenlogy he's come in, but green and rosy grew she, when she kenned it was him. What lies your pain now, lady? Does it lie into your side? What lies your pain now, lady? Does it lie in your head? Oh, no, no, Glenlogy, you're far from the bear. This pain that I lie under, oh, it lies in my heart. Turn round now, Jeanie Gordon, turn round on your side, for it's I will be the bridegroom, I and you'll be the bride. She's gotten married, and her talker is done tall. Bonny Jeanie, old befell me, scarce 16 years old. Oh, befell me, oh, befell me, you shine o'er you stand, and the heather bells are ringing, shine out our 5 years land. Oh, Bethelny, oh, Bethelny, you shine o'er you stand, and the heather bells around you shine out her 5 years land.
There you go. He had an attack of conscience, didn't he, Glenlogy? And went back to see Jeanie, pretending that he's going to provide some medical expertise, but she said, no, nah, go away, you're an idiot, the pain is in my heart. So that got him. He agreed to marry her, and did. And it all went very well, didn't it? That's a song called Glenlogy, or possibly Jeanie or Bethelny, and possibly Bonnie Jeanie or Bethelny. Quite well known. And it came from the featured album today called Welcome Home, My Dearie. Self-published album by two Scottish singers of quite considerable experience, shall we say, Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alastair Roberts. We'll hear more from them in just a little while. Meanwhile, here's Sarah Gray and Ellie Ellis.
Bye.
go so well for the Bayou Sarah, did it? It was Sarah Gray and Ellie Ellis. Story of a riverboat that didn't quite make it. The Stillhouse Reelers join the program now. The album is called Had a Big Time Today. We'll have the title track. Had a big time today. That's a group called the Stillhouse Reelers. I feel better for that. Now, a song that I've played not so long ago, and I can't remember whether I played this version or another one. Oh, I think it was a version by the English singer June Tabor. A song called King of Rome. Now, I'm not a great fan of pigeons, I have to admit, but this song is about a racing pigeon named the King of Rome. We're going to hear Danny Spooner singing this. The song was composed by Dave Sudbury, and it refers to a truly, really real-life pigeon, which was owned by Charlie Hudson. They lived in Derby in England. It's quite a good story. So Danny Spooner will give us the King of Rome.
In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He says, I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's like a part of me is lifted up aloft on shiny wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down a yard of a rented house in Brook Street where life was hard. But Charlie had a dream, and in 1913 he bred a pigeon that made his dream come true. There was to be a champions race from Italy. We got out all the maps, Christ, all that land and sea. Here, Charlie, you lose that bird. But Charlie never heard. He put it in a box and sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds were lost and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so. Surely be now you know. When you live round here, then many dreams come true. Yeah, I know, but I had to try. Man can crawl around or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, the ground seems very near. Sometimes I lead a lift for a victory. I was off to the pub with me mates for the pint or two, when I saw a wing flash high up in the blue. Hey, Charlie is the king of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, lad, he's perched up on your roof. Hey, come on down, your majesty. I knew you'd make it back and you'd get home to me. Come down, me lovely one. You've made me dream come true.
Quite a lovely song, isn't it? The King of Rome, sung there by Danny Spooner. Song composed by Dave Sudbury. And it's a true story, more or less. Another one from the featured album, an instrumental this time. This is Bunnett and Taylor, Old Joe's, The Lilting Banshee, and The Jig o' Beer. Bunnett and Taylor means the tailor's wedding.
Thank you.
So, the Scottish small pipes have been fitted with a different chanter that he came up with, he being Donald W.G. Lindsay, and it's called the Lindsay System Chanter. There we heard him and his comrade Alastair Roberts playing Bannatun Taylor, which means the tailor's wedding, Old Joe's, The Lilting Banshee and Jig O'Beer. From our featured album today on Come All Ye, it's called Welcome Home, My Dearie, published in 2025. We'll hear more from them as the program progresses.
She's a comely dame withal, she's a brisk young widow. A lover soon there came, a brisk young farmer, with his hat turned up all round, thinking to gain her, saying, "Madam, tis for you, this wide world I'll go through, if you will but prove true, you shall wed a farmer." For a lively lad that hath got riches, it's not your hogs nor yours can maintain furbelows. My silk and satin clothes are all my glory. Oh, madam, don't be coy in all your glory, for fear of another day and another story. If the world on you should frown, your top knot must come down to a Lindsay Wolsey gown. Where is then your glory? There came that way a sooty collier, with his hat bent down all round. He soon did gain her. Oh, how the farmer swore, the widow's mazed, I'm sure, and I'll never court no more a brisk young widow.
Called Brass Monkey, with evidence of brass instruments in that song called A Brisk Young Widow. And those brass instruments make them sound very much like a, what would you say, a colliery band or a silver band, though I think they were called. Quite stylized and very welcome on this program. I play Brass Monkey quite a bit. They're three or four albums. I don't think they'll be recording anymore. Martin Carthy is not recording these days, and he was not singing there, he was playing guitar. Next on Come All Ye, track called Venets Embre Yo, which means come with me in Occitan. This is a group from the Piemontese area of northern Italy called A Field de Ciel. That is a group called, I told you what they were called, didn't I? A Field de Ciel, and a song called Come With Me in Occitan from the Piemontese region of northern Italy. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio, in the central west of New South Wales. If you'd like to hear the program again, please have a go at pressing a few buttons, which you will find in your choice of two different places. One is the website of this program, comeallye.com. You'll find the buttons there, easy to find, and also the website of the radio station, 2mce.org. Go to Listen on Demand. This program will be available, well, the plan is it'll be available in a couple of days. And you can listen to this one again. Otherwise, you can listen to lots of programs going back into the previous century. They're all there for you. Back in the previous century, Andy Irvine and Paul Brady recorded a wonderful album just titled Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. After they'd left Planxty, they played as a duo for a few years. Well, here, a song called Streets of Derry. I don't know that I've ever played this version on the program after all these years. It has Andy Irvine playing hurdy-gurdy and guitar, and Paul Brady playing harmonium. A little bit different.
My love, he is I. I do not know it, for now he's got a sentence to be hung. As he was marching the streets of Derry, I own he marched upright manfully, being much more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. My love, she's so long a coming. Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or scandal to see me die upon the gallows? Looked around and he saw her coming as she rode swifter than the wind. I'll let them see that they dare not hang you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of green.
Row away, row, my boys sing, row away, row. Row away, row, my boys sing, row away, row. Row away, row, my boys sing, row away, row. Spider tool, she played it. row away, row. My boys sing row away, row. Row away, row. My boys sing row away, row. Row away, row. My boys sing row away, row.
Little Red Canoe, the name of that song. Christina Alden leading the way with that one. A trio with Alex Patterson and Noel Dashwood. Alden, Patterson and Dashwood, that's what they call themselves. The album is Waterbound, so a little bit of Americana from a Norwich-based trio. That's a reworked version of an older song called Gumtree Canoe, I think. Back to the featured album for another offering by Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alasdair Roberts from Scotland. This is another one you've heard on the program before. This is Wheels of Fortune.
For yon hill there lives a lassie, what is her name? I do not know. Rich or no. It's 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, and 5, 3, 1, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. Round and round goes the wheels of fortune, round and round till they weary me. Young women's hearts are so uncertain, sad experience teaches me. Lassie, I hae gold and silver. Lassie, I hae diamond stone. Lassie, I hae ships on the ocean. They'll be yours if you'll be mine. It's 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, and 5, 3, 1, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. Round and round goes the wheels of fortune, round and round till they weary me. Young women's hearts are so uncertain, sad experience teaches me. For your gold and silver, what care I for your diamond stone? What care I for your ships on the ocean? All I want is a nice young man. It's 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, and 5, 3, 1, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. Round and round goes the wheels of fortune, round and round till they weary me. Young women's hearts are so uncertain, sad experience teaches me. It's 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, and 5, 3, 1, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none.
A little arithmetic lesson there, courtesy of Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alasdair Roberts, the featured album today. Welcome home, my dearie. We heard the Wheels of Fortune. Here's the Charm City Junction. They're from Baltimore in Maryland. Sort of bluegrass, sort of old time, sort of Irish. They mix it up a bit. This is a jig for Annie and the Fort Smith Breakdown.
Thank you. I lightly was told. He died, it was said, on account of the cold. When dying, he says to his children, come here. As I'm dying, I want my fortune to share. Now, children, you know I've toiled early and late. I've wrestled with nature and I've struggled with fate. Now do your best to my fortune repair. And to my son John, I'll leave a dear native bear. To Mary I leave the shy kangaroo. May it prove to turn out to be a great blessing too. There's fish in the streams and fowl on the lake. May you each have as much as any may take. To Michael I leave the old cockatoo. And to my daughter Betsy the piebalding ewe. To the others, whatever is left, I will leave. Don't you quarrel, or else my poor spirit will grieve. Now, children, you know I've done all I can do. Fortune is fairly divided with you. And these are the last words his children did hear.
Don't forget that I read you on Pumpkin and Bear.
Quite the same as the little red canoe that we heard a while ago, but it had resonances, didn't it? A song called Inglewood Cocky by the group Collector, who used to be based around Bathurst, from their album Pumpkin and Bear. And we heard that line, don't forget that I fed you on pumpkin and reared you on pumpkin and bear. The Inglewood in question is probably the one in Victoria, they tell us. The voice of Roger Hargraves leading that one. He's another presenter on this very radio station, folk music program presenter. Early 2017, America welcomed, in inverted commas, their newly inaugurated president, Donald Trump, for the first time. And Cindy Callett, singer-songwriter from those parts, thought it wasn't such a great idea, but anyway, they got him. She wrote a song called Letter to America. Now, this is 2017, remember, and it references the Statue of Liberty. So be aware of the lines. Who holds that lamp beside the golden door? The true land of the free. Across the snows of America, it's Canada, I see.
I left the rubble of my native shore, twice broken from my home. We are the tired, we are the huddled poor, with nowhere else to go. Washed ashore on gasoline-soaked rafts, months parched on desert sands, cross-barbed wire walls and mortar's path for just a nest of land, for just a nest of land. Who holds that land beside the
quite a few Americans are feeling that way. Letter to America from Cindy Callett, an album called Ride in the Light. Another one from the featured album before a couple of Australian tracks. This is a song called Awi Drapi Oit. And if that doesn't make sense, let me enlighten you. A wee means a small. Drappy means a drop. Oot, O apostrophe T, of it. So it's a wee drop of it. And in Scotland, that could be whiskey.
This life it is a journey, we are here to gang, and care it is the burden we carry along. Though heavy be the burden and poverty our lot, we'll be happy all together out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. We'll all be happy all together out of we drappy oat. The trees, they are all stripped, oh, their mantle is a green. All the leaves, oh, the forest, nae langer are seen. For winter it is here, where it's called icy cold, yet we're all met together out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. We'll be happy all together out of we drappy oat. Job Benny's lamentations said man was made to mourn, that there's nae such thing as pleasure frae the cradle to young. But in his meditations he surely had forgot all the pleasure man enjoys out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. We'll be happy all together out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. Out of we drappy oat. We'll be happy all together out of we drappy oat.
They don't sound all that happy, do they? But I'm sure they were. A wee drappy oat from Donald W.G. Lindsay and Alasdair Roberts, our featured album today on Come All Ye. Welcome Home, My Dearie. Self-published album from 2025. And I think that will be the last one we'll hear from them today. But we'll revisit them in future programs. Right now, the Harvest Moon Band from Victoria with a set tunes medley, Bill McCoy's The Shotgun and Edgar Lacey's. The first one, Bill McCoy's, composed by Bill McCoy's wife, Eileen McCoy. The second one, The Shotgun, attributed to Jim Moyer, who's a member of Harvest Moon Band. And the third one, Edgar Lacey's, they learned it from Bev Moore from Warrnambool. And I'll follow that with another track from the same album called Don't Go Down in the Mine, Dad. We'll hear the voice of Alan Musgrave.
Thank you. his work when he heard his little boy scream. He went to his bedside, the little white face said, "Daddy, I've had such a dream. I dreamed that I saw the pit was on fire and a score of brave men lost their lives. Then the scene changed and the top of the mine was surrounded by sweethearts and wives. Don't go down in the mine, Dad. Dreams very often come true. Daddy, you know it would break my heart if anything happened to you. Go tell my dream to your workmates, and as true as the stars that shine, something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't go down the mine." The miner, a man with a heart good and true, stood by the side of his son. He said, "It's my living, I can't stay away. For duty, my boy must be done." Then the little one looked up and sadly he cried, "Oh, please stay at home today, Dad." And as the brave miner went forth to his work, he heard this appeal from his lad. "Don't go down in the mine, Dad. Dreams very often come true. Daddy, you know it would break my heart if anything happened to you. Dream to your workmates, and as true as the stars that shine, something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't go down the mine." The miner, a man with a heart true and brave, not banish all fears. He returned home to his wife and the boy, whose words seemed to ring in his ears. But as the day ended, the pit was on fire and a score of brave men lost their lives. He thanked God above for the dream of his boy, and once more the little one cries, "Don't go down in the mine, Dad. Dreams very often come true. Daddy, you know it would break my heart if anything happened to you. Go tell my dream to your workmates, and as true as the stars that shine, something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't go down the mine."
Probably originally an American song, Australianised a bit there, if only in the vocal delivery style of Alan Musgrove. The Harvest Moon Band, from an album called In Some Old Shed, and a set tunes medley before that, Bill McCoy's The Shotgun and Edgar Lacey's. Daniel Kelly, I'll play now. He's a singer from Yass in New South Wales, or he was when he recorded this. An album called A Factory Lad, the songs of Colin Dryden. I've told you about Colin Dryden. He lived out here in the 1960s. He's an English singer, songwriter. Never recorded an album, never quite got that together. but sang a lot of his own songs and a lot of other older songs. This is called A Begging I Will Go from Daniel Kelly. Daniel Kelly with a reasonably sombre effort there. That's A Begging I Will Go from an album of songs associated with the late Colin Dryden. Thank you for your company. As always, that's it today, folks. I'm out of here. I leave you with a couple of tunes from a great group from County Clare called Fisher Street. One word, they just decided to call themselves Fisher Street, although there is a Fisher Space Street. It's the main street in the little town of Doolin, in the west of Clare. Anyway, this track includes two tunes, The Beauty Spot and Johnny Ward's. And I'll leave you with that. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.